Let me tell you what it takes to turn men to righteousness. Number one is prayer. It doesn't begin with preaching. Number one is prayer. And that's why in this kingdom, we are all priests. He said in Exodus 19 verse 4, he says, see how by a mighty hand I delivered you from Egypt. I took you on eagle's wings. If you will hear my voice and hearken to my covenant, he said, then I will make you a kingdom of priests. So everyone in God's kingdom is a priest. There is no such thing as some are intercessors. All of us are intercessors. Because the assignment we are saddled with, if you don't pray, you can't do it. It takes prayer to be empowered to carry out this assignment. And so when you find people who are not journeying to become stars, one of the things they will never do is pray. They can dance from morning till night, which is beautiful. But when you say pray, they can't pray. Because they have not known that stars are actually priests primarily. They have a business of prayer and servicing the altar. That is where salvation comes from. He said, let the priest pray between the altar and the pouches so that the people will not say, where is their God? When men stop praying, God stop working. In 1 Peter 2:9, he said, yea, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people. In Revelation 1:6, he said, unto him that washed us and made us kings and priests. And the reason is because it is only in prayer that we can contend with the princes of darkness that puts a generation in sin. If we don't pray, we can't fight in the spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3, he said, if our gospel be it is he to them that are lost, whom the God of this world blinded their heart. People are not fornicating because they want to. There is a territorial influence created by a territorial prince that puts them in captivity. So before you preach to them, you must engage those princes in the spirit. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. It was on the strength of that engagement that he sent them. Daniel said, I, Daniel, understood by books that the captivity of Israel should be 70 years. But he went on his knees. He said, for 21 days, I ate no pleasant bread. And as he was praying, the man Gabriel showed up. And he said, I was given ability to fly swiftly, to come to let you know. He said, what is happening in Babylon is a function of the prince of Persia. It was the prince of Persia that held them in captivity. It wasn't about Nebuchadnezzar. There is a dark prince in the spirit that have kept this nation in darkness. In Exodus chapter 12 verse 12, when God came to deliver Egypt, he said, I will judge the gods of Egypt. The reason we pray is because if we don't pray, we cannot take the advantage in the spirit. We can't have it on ground. So when a generation wants to join in the path of being a star, they make prayer their lifestyle. They don't just pray when people come to church for prayer meeting. They pray for nations. They pray for territories. They pray for souls. In Colossians chapter 4 verse 12, it said, Epaphras is one of you, a bond servant of Christ, laboring fervently for you in prayers that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. He took the prayer of Epaphras beyond the doctrine of the apostle for the church to stand perfect. How many souls do you pray for? How many territories do you pray for? You can't be a star. You may be saved and go to heaven. But when God begins to ordain stars, don't think you'll be there. Because those who are stars, they labored in prayer. The Bible said Jesus, he went on the mountain, Matthew 17 verse 2, as he prayed. The fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment began to blister. And he said, they appeared unto him Moses and Elias. And they told him what he must do in Jerusalem. In Gethsemane, the Bible said, Jesus travailed until his sweat became like blood. What was he travailing for? For the souls of the nations. You must bet those souls in prayer. He said, ask of me, I will give you the nations for a possession and the heathen for an inheritance. Until we pray, we can't take the nation. People will not stop fornicating because you spoke good English. People will not stop fornicating because you spoke reasonable English. There is a power that held them in captivity. And until your altar comes alive, you have no gospel for your generation. This is why he called them stars. Because while others are living for pleasure, they stayed on their altar. Makakato, ragakakaga, detedadia dadash, matekarianda tata. You can go on holiday, but me, I will go to the altar. You can go on vacation, but I will go to the altar. Because when I go on vacation, I'm going to have fun. When I go to the altar, I'm going to receive eternal inheritance. Mele, evevakade, harina kanash, batete. Is there a right unto you, strong men, young men? Because you are strong.
What is your strength? When you want to check your strength, don't go to the Olympics. Come to the altar. Let's find out, how long can you tarry? What is your capacity on the altar? How long can you tarry? If we pray for America, how many hours can you go? If we pray for Ghana, how many hours can you go? What is the burden you can carry? There are men that carry bodies. They are like camels. They can pray for days. Malegeshke, edododoa, baragata, tododoshkada, bategetuda, ragiato, tedash, malade atoa, malade atoa, malade aulege, ejone kavata, abariado devenir. Hey, malegedosh, a praying church we emerge, a church that knows the bodies of Abba. The church that can carry that which is in the heart of God and transact with it on the altar. It's not a gift. The Holy Ghost is ministering to someone. Malelesh, Eliata, Berokade, I set your altars on fire. I set your altars on fire. I set your altars. He said the fire on the altar must not be put out. The priest must put wood on it every morning. Receive capacity. Melevaye ateganash kada barakadea eloneve ebokaneke. Heya. There's no soul winning without intercession. You can't change men to righteousness until you beg them in prayer. He said, "My little children, of whom I travail again in prayer until Christ be formed in you." He said, as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. How many children can you bear in the spirit? What is your capacity in the spirit? What is your capacity? There are men that bettered nation. He said to Abraham, get out of thy country, get out of thy kindred, get out of thy father's house, and come to the land that I will give you. And from the loins of Abraham, a nation called Israel came out. What nations can you bear on the altar? What is your capacity? Bareke. Eveyana kula shade kamadi. They that be wise, they shall shine like the stars forever. And they that turn many to righteousness, they shall be stars forever. I will not leave this world until I become a star in the spirit. Paul said this is an evil age, because this age will bring deception. It will make you feel that the job is for somebody else. It will make you feel you have to concentrate on the affairs of this life. It will make you feel you are too big to go to the streets and win souls. It's not necessarily about the souls. It's God giving you an opportunity to become great with Him. Because when you leave this realm, there are things that travel with you. There are things that are immortal. There are things that are eternal. When you find your altars dead, it means your life is already dying. You may not know it, but when you look from the annals of eternity, you will discover that the things that count, they are not the things that men clap for. They are not the things men clap for. Don't be an uncle or a father or a mother in the natural, and you are not a mother in the spirit. It's a deception. You have no right to have a biological child when you don't have spiritual children. It means your natural life is ahead of your spiritual life. You should have spiritual children before you begin to give birth to natural children, because you have bettered them. My little children, of whom I travail again in prayer until Christ is formed in you. That's where turning men to righteousness begins from. That's where it begins from. You don't need to be educated. You don't need a master's degree to win souls. If you can deal with the spirit that keeps people in captivity, if you tell them Jesus loves you, they will repent. It's not bogus English that wins souls. It's not theological exegesis that wins souls. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, tarry in Jerusalem, Luke 24:49, until you are endued with power. Acts 1:8, not many days from now, thou shalt receive the Holy Ghost and power. If the power comes, even if you just told people sin is evil, they will repent. Jesus loves you, they will repent. God is good, they will repent. Because the power have addressed the force. Number two, please sit down.
When you have prayed, then you must go out and preach the gospel. That's why I told you, it doesn't cost you anything to receive eternal life. It doesn't cost you anything to receive Jesus. All you need to do is believe and confess. But for you to become a star in this kingdom, you will pay prices. In Mark chapter 16 verse 20, the Bible said they went out. If you don't pay the price to go out, you will go on the street, you will go on the crusade ground, you will go from nation to nation, from territory to territory. I'm talking about the price you pay to become a star in this kingdom. It's not just I'm born again, I'm a star of God. No. He said they that turn many to righteousness. These are the prizes. He said, and they went forth. How many of us have gone forth and preached everywhere? How many of us have gone everywhere? This is what makes men stars in this kingdom. And he said, the Lord walking with them, confirming the word with signs and with wonders. So you must go out. Every star in this kingdom, drop their reputation, drop their integrity, drop their glory, and they went to the street because God is interested in souls. In Romans chapter 8 from verse 32, it says, if he did not withhold his only son but gave him freely for us, how shall he not with him give us all things? If God is giving his only son because of a soul, then you should know that it means everything to God. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. So Jesus said, I am come to seek and to save the lost sheep of Israel. There is a seeking that is currently going on. Men who will become star are wise men, and men who are wise, they seek souls. From this conference, no week will pass without you winning a soul to the kingdom. If you need to go to the market, if you need to talk to your colleagues in the office, if you need to go to the street, if you need to go to the crusade ground, you will become a soul winner, because you know that's what makes a star in this kingdom. Please, I'm not just talking about preaching in a conference like this. Here we equip men. The real work is in the mission field. That's where you'll meet the rebels. That's where you meet the fornicators, the killers, the barbarians that don't care about God. That's where you put your life in jeopardy. I'm not talking about wearing a clean suit and a tie and talking to people about the word of God with Queen's English. It's beautiful, but there is an assignment. He said he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is not primarily for the fivefold. It's not the evangelist that wins souls. It's not the apostle that wins souls. The apostle, the evangelist, the prophet, the pastors, and the teachers equips the believer. It is the believer that does the work of the ministry. So quit this mentality of sitting down and say Daniel Kolenda is coming. Quit this mentality of sitting down and say Dr. Paul Enenche is coming. You are the one to win souls. And that's why I said they went forth. They went forth. From this conference, you will go forth. From this conference, you will not wait for somebody else to win souls and bring them to church. You will not need pastor to tell you that come to church next Sunday with someone. You will make it your responsibility that I will not come for service until I bring a soul to church. When you come to church and seats are empty, it should break your heart, because the men who are not sitting on these seats, they are sitting in clubs. They are sitting in beer parlors. And you will not come here until you find one of them and bring them here. If you need to spend your money to do it, you will do it. If you need to give your resources to do it, you will do it. Because it's called the labor of the kingdom. You will not understand meekness, patience, and long suffering until you start winning souls. Sometimes you will stay with one soul for 3 months. And then you are talking to the person about Jesus and he doesn't care. You will build patience, true kingdom patience. You will build it when you start winning souls. You don't understand meekness until you begin to win souls for Jesus. You can come to church and talk to people the way you want. You can talk to your brothers and sisters the way you want. Not when you meet a drunk. Not when you meet a fornicator. You will understand that it takes meekness to truly approach these people and speak to them about the kingdom. Most times the reason we don't allow God have his way in our lives is because we are not deployed in soul winning. You want to be a kingdom star, soul winning will become your preoccupation. And this kingdom will not be over until you become an ardent soul winner. Number three, you must preach Christ and Him crucified. When you want to do the work of an evangelist, you don't preach about Moses. There's so much lesson you will learn from the life of Moses. You don't preach Enoch. You don't preach Paul. Moses is not the gospel. Enoch is not the gospel. In a discipleship class, we can draw lessons and principles from their walk with God. But when you go to the street to win souls, Paul said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. The message is Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 3 to verse 4, he summarized the message into three. He said, we preach Christ crucified, died, and resurrected. That is the threefold message. It looks simple, but that is where the excellency of God's power is. You can come to people and tell them, Jesus is the Son of God. He died for your sins. He was rose from the dead for your justification. It doesn't make sense, but wait until the Holy Ghost come upon it. Wait until the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, alights upon it. That's when you will see a drunk suddenly hears it, and what he's seeing or what he's hearing is not Jesus died for you. He is beginning to wonder, you mean me that think I'm useless? God is mindful of me to send a son to die for me. What manner of love is this? You are preaching Jesus died. He is hearing the love of God, because the Holy Spirit is the master soul winner. He is the convictor of sin. He said he will convict the world of sin. So when we go out, all we need to do is to talk about Jesus. And when you talk about Jesus, you will be blown. What God will do with that simple message. In Acts chapter 8 from verse 5 to 4, you will see what the apostles did. They said Philip went to Samaria. Philip knows a lot of things, but he didn't talk about the many things he knew. He said he preached Christ there. He preached Christ there, and the city was full of joy. In Acts chapter 4 verse 12, Peter said, there is no salvation in any other except in the name of Jesus Christ. But you cannot preach Jesus until you know Him. You can't preach Jesus until you know Him. That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 15, it says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. For you to become a star, one of the things you will do is to labor in soul winning. And soul winning begins with what? Prayer. You will pay the price in prayer. You will pay the price to leave your comfort zone and to step out. And then you will also pay the price to understand the message of the gospel, the simple message of the gospel, which is Christ, the Son of God, crucified for your sins, died for your sins, rose from the dead for your justification. And you will have the fortitude to preach it to the sinner without any fear of contradiction. If you don't pay this price, you can never be a star in this kingdom. It takes prizes to become a star. God the Father can give you what you eat and drink, but for you to become a star, it is not God the Father that you will relate with. You will deal with God the King and God the Judge. God the King will ensure that you pay the price that you need to pay, and God the Judge will not forget your labor of love. He will make sure He recompenses you.
You were blessed by the message you just listened to and wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior. Kindly repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email on amodiscipleship@gmail.com or reach us on our website or rocomichael.com to enable us to reach you and afford us the privilege to disciple you. God bless you.